how much are markets playing a role in us wanting to store the grain opposed to selling it at harvest?
What we see in the marketplace is probably now a retesting of the lows that we have seen on our corn and soybeans and perhaps wheat. You know, we've had this two-week delay roughly due to wet weather, and that really gave some incentives for to put some weather risk or weather uncertainty into the price. I think now we see a more open weather pattern, certainly a drier pattern, a returning to a lot of harvesting activity. That some of that harvesting activity will involve some selling of futures short. So what that essentially means is more selling pressure in the market. So I think kind of what the market's dealing with, have we made the lows? Will we retest the lows? And probably the next 2 weeks is when two to three weeks is when we're going to see if we retest those lows. And if that roughly $3.20 on December corn and about $9 on November beans, if those hold. Now, that's going to largely be based, I think, on how quickly the harvest can come out, the constraints we have that we've talked about already, and just how big this harvest is. So that still remains for producers to see how many bushels per acre they are pulling out of those fields, and is the USDA fairly close, or will USDA have to revise even higher their estimates of yield?